the Northwest Women's Show, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBLQ 1230 AM Radio out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. I'm your host, Sue London. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on my show, Get Inspired Radio. For more details, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, are you ready to transform your life with assistance from your angels? Well, I have my special friend and very gifted lady here, the angel messenger, Gloria Messenger. You know that saying, when the teacher's ready, the student's ready, the teacher appears? Well, that's exactly what happened when Gloria Messenger came into my life. She helped me to connect with my angels at a much deeper level. You know, since meeting this lady, folks, I can tell you that my life is so much different just as a result of meeting Gloria. Now, I want to tell you now her website, because we want to get her on, and we're going to talk about her new book. So take note, her website address is theangelmessenger.com. Gloria, my friend, I am so excited to have you here with us today.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, we got to talk about your book. Okay. It is incredible, A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation.
Yes.
Can we share right away with everyone? They need to get a copy. Folks, I am putting my stamp of approval on this book. Two thumbs up. Where do they go to get it, Gloria?
They can go to my website.
Okay.
At theangelmessenger.com. They can also go to my publisher, which is BalboaPress.com.
Okay.
And they can also order it from on Amazon, on Google. It's also in ebook form and hardcover form as well.
Oh, okay, good. Now, let's go back, because I always talk about how everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And Gloria, your journey and all the steps that unfolded sure happened for a reason. Can you share with all the listeners how you became the angel messenger?
Okay. It all happened almost 18 years ago for me, where I had taken a meditation class, and I had just had a near-death experience, and I was trying to figure out what was going on in my life.
Okay.
And I had been visited by angels.
Mm-hmm.
And then during this practicing of meditation, the angels came into my life again, and they started to communicate directly with me and identified themselves as the angels of the light, and they wanted to bring a special private message to my husband and draw his portrait, his angel portrait. And that was how it all started. My whole story is on my website, so all the details are there.
Yeah.
I found this amazing ability and gift that I never knew I ever had, because I'm not an artist. And I'm able to channel these angel portraits for people that empower them. Mm-hmm. And the portraits seem to remain alive, because they change as you make pivotal changes in your life. You see more things in the portrait. They're really quite...
Can I share something about those portraits?
Ahead.
Folks, I have my own personal portrait, and it's incredible. And I know that I can look at it, and the eyes will move. Like, as I move, they're following me. Incredible, incredible. I thought that I knew a lot about angels, and then Gloria came into my life. And I have just grown to such a deeper level because of this lady. You are just such a gift. And, you know, folks, we're talking about her book. You want to go, when you're at her website, to have your portrait done. Now, Gloria, you've got people around the world getting these portraits from you, don't you?
Yes, and it's such a unique way to assist people, because all I need is their name and birth date. And they do not need to be in person. They do not need to sit for a portrait painting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an artist. I'm not trained. So this is done mostly with my eyes closed during the process, and it can take up to 3 hours. So I do not ask people to come and sit. And these portraits are, I send them around the world, and I get unbelievable responses from them.
Oh.
They're just so touching. And people think that they've come and sat for a portrait, and I've never ever seen them. So
well,
it's amazing.
You know, my portrait, folks, just to give you an idea, every angel in there, it looks exactly like me from my early baby stages and all the way up. It's incredible. Yes. And that's why I said to Glory, did you see baby pictures of me? Like that, it just looks exactly like me. Yes. And then also, Glory, what we need to point out to everybody is that you also do automatic channeled writing as well.
Yes.
Because that was really powerful for me as well.
Very powerful, and it's layered. The writing is always current. So no matter how often you read it or when you read it, if you read it once and then put it down for a year, when you pick it up again, it will still remain current, which is amazing.
I didn't know that about that.
Yeah, it stays current.
Okay.
Even my messages that I received 17 years ago, when I read them again, I gain more insight, and I can apply it. All of it to my life at present.
Wow.
So
now,
the answer, it's current.
Can I ask you a question? Because, you know, both you and I had a near-death experience.
Yes.
And I know for me, when I was in the tunnel, I wanted to cross. As you know my story, Gloria, I was at a point in my life, I had Crohn's disease, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I wanted to cross over. Mm-hmm. And the angels knew that if anyone would get through to me, it was going to be my Grandpa Buck. And he stopped me and he said, Susie, you've got millions of people and animals, you need to go back and help heal. Mm-hmm. And that was so huge for me. It was so empowering, and it has helped me to, you know, find the strength and the courage to just keep soaring above it all.
Right.
Now, that was my huge epic awakening.
Mm-hmm. And you shared that in your book as well.
I did, exactly, yeah. Now, let me ask you, when did you have your huge epic awakening?
I had mine, it's almost 18 years now.
Okay.
And I was on my honeymoon. And I was stung by a bee, and I did not know I was allergic, and I went into anaphylactic shock. And during that time, I visited heaven, and I was taken on a tour, and I was carried around by these unbelievable angel beings of light, and they transferred a whole bunch of information to me that I am still recalling. It's still coming out. The information that they transferred, and they told me that it was time for my mission to start in earnest, and that they would be communicating with me again. And that's what happened. Then I come home and I start seeing auras around people, and I never knew what that was. And then just after that, they started to communicate to me and say that I was to do angel portraits. And I'm not an artist, so it was quite amazing. I had to take this huge leap of faith, and it did really, really empower me. I will never regret a moment of that. It puts you in such a special place of
never feeling alone. Yeah.
You're never alone. You're never alone. And
you know, Can I add to that? Because for me, I grew up as an only child, and I had my dog Spot, who was my best friend, and my grandpa Buck. And when I had that near-death experience, and I connected with my grandfather, and you know, I all my life I did connect with angels, but I didn't put it together because I didn't have a teacher like you.
Okay.
Nowhere close like you. But it was so comforting for me to know that I had angels around me.
Yeah.
Now, saying that, we've got people listening and saying, okay, well, how do I know I have angels around me? Can we take a minute now and talk about how we all have signs around us that we've got angels around us? So let's help people become aware now, okay?
Okay,
let's talk
all
about
right.
That.
Okay. Well, one really special way you can do to open up to your angels is open up to the awareness that we each have a mission. We can discover our mission, and the angels will guide us to discover that. And when the time is right, it will be in your face like mine was. You cannot dismiss it, and you cannot deny that you're receiving some guidance.
Yeah.
You can prepare yourself for this, and you can do some research on your own, and you can go and discover the mission that you chose, and go and discover your passion that you chose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all in the book as well, and that also easily, it's an easy, fun adventure to do, and empower yourself.
Yeah.
It's not difficult at all.
And once you open yourself up and get yourself in the present moment, becoming aware, it is phenomenal what will happen. Like, you know, Gloria has been on my show many times. And if you go back to transformationtalkradio.com, under guests, you'll see Gloria Messenger. You'll see the archive shows that she's done. You want to check them out. Phenomenal. And one of the times we talked about a sign was that the angels will come through with music. And through the radio with their words, right? You know, so that's one thing, folks, if you feel you just need to turn your radio on, you're being guided with that. Now, don't you find that a lot of people make the mistake, they don't ask their angels for what they want?
That's right. You tend to do that because we tend to think that we're alone with our paths and it's up to us to make the decisions in life. And it is totally. We are gifted with that free will to make decisions. But our angels are there to help us to highlight the best choice. And that's what we have to do is highlight the best choice. I just found recently I had to write information on a book, like a review to put on a website. And I was struggling with it a little bit. I was becoming very wordy. And then I thought, why am I not asking the angels? So I asked the angels, and it just fell apart. It just fell into place, and it's all easily flows, and the words were correct, and it ended up, I only could use 60 words, and it came out to exactly 60 words.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I know when I started, my whole career as a radio host, you know the story, Gloria. Folks, what happened, I was working with Jack Canfield as my personal coach, and I was, you know, told make a mission statement. And so my mission statement was that I wanted to help people and animals around the world cope, heal, and move forward. Didn't know how I was going to do it, but that was my mission. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call to go on someone's radio show as a guest. It was an internet radio show, and I thought, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. The fear of the unknown, right? And I had been on TV. I'd been on radio, gone into radio stations. That wasn't an issue. The block in my mind was I didn't understand how do I talk into my computer. Didn't understand the steps. So what happened, I went on the show, and long story short, the host system crashed, and I ended up running her show. And then at the end, she says, by the way, you got your own show. I said, I didn't sign up for any show. This was on the internet, so it wasn't like it was like the station where I'm with now. And so normally you'd have to sign up. And so she said, oh, you've got your own show. So I said, I can't do this. I don't have time. I started making all these buts and excuses. And so then I turned to my grandpa and I said, okay, if you want me to do this show, then you need to make it happen and you bring every guest to me. And I've had my show now. I've been now with Transformation Talk and WBOQ. It's coming up a year. And I've got such a waiting list for guests. So the point I want to make, guys, is that we are supported. They do know what's right for our highest good. Trust
when the student's
them.
Ready, when the student's ready, the angels will appear.
Oh, for sure.
And they put you in the right place at the right time, and that's so amazing. And we can never really predict where we're going to be and what's going to happen. But you'll receive a phone call or someone will just automatically start talking to you or asking you a question about something. And you open up this wonderful connection and link. It's truly amazing. Your life becomes very empowered.
Now, what happens for me, folks, is that, and Gloria and I talk about this quite often, is that I'm always telling her I'm freezing. And in fact, I'm sitting here right now and I'm absolutely freezing. And for me, that's a sign that I know my angels are with me. They're supporting me. They're guiding me with what questions to ask Gloria even and what to share for your sake. Now, I get cold, Gloria, but you smell perfume, don't you?
I had this amazing experience just the other day where I had been giving thank you for a recent interview that had been set up and thanking my angel because it came out of the blue. It was just an amazing thing. And on the way home, I was thanking them, and I stopped at my post office to mail a package. And then I was walking in to check on my mail, and a girl walked into the room that I was just leaving, and I got this whiff of an amazing smell. Mm-hmm. And I was at my mailbox, opening my mailbox, and she came over and mm-hmm. was doing hers and said, "I love your perfume." And she said, "I'm not wearing any perfume. I thought it was you." And she said, "No, what is it?" And the descriptive things that we came up with: baking chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
Brown sugar melting, maple melting, okay. All the wonderful smells of a bakery in this smell. And it was very, very strong. It lasted for about 2 minutes, and then it disappeared, totally
wow.
disappeared.
Wow.
And I said, "Oh, my God, I know what it is. It's the angels. The angels yeah. were giving me a welcome, your welcome, to my mm-hmm. thank yous, and mm-hmm. we're saying that we're right here for you."
Yeah.
And then she says, "Oh, yeah, that's like that movie with John Travolta as Michael the Angel."
Yeah.
The girls were hanging all over him, and they said, "Why were the girls all hanging around him?" And he said, yeah. "Oh, because I smell like chocolate chip cookies."
So saying that, folks, if you smell chocolate chip cookies and yeah. you don't see cookies around you're not cracking up.
No. Yeah. So a lot of people choose to connect mm-hmm. with their angels with that smell. I didn't choose that, but the angels are offering me more selections of connecting with them.
And saying that now, like for me, I see them, and yeah. at nighttime, oh my Lord, like mm-hmm. it's like little fireflies everywhere, and I actually feel poked. I get poked at 3:30 in the morning, and wakened right up out of a sound sleep to share messages. This is the kind of stuff that happens for me, as you know, Gloria. But folks, we are almost out of time here, and I want. You know, what we're telling you, a lot of this stuff and much, much, much more is in Gloria's book. Y'all want to get it. It is absolutely life-changing for anybody who wants to grow at a deeper spiritual level, connect with their angels, and learn that there's more out there beyond. Gloria's book is A Mirroring Discovery with Angel Visitation. Check out her book. Her website is theangelmessenger.com. Gloria, you are such a gift, my friend.
Thank you.
I'm so honored to have you in my life and share you with the world.
What can I say?
You know, so we're out of time here. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Folks,
and
check
it. Huge angel hugs to everyone listening.
Good. Well, thanks for that.
Okay.
Everyone, check out Gloria, theangelmessenger.com. And to learn more about me, Sue London, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Sign up for my free newsletter. And when you do that, you will receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. And when you're at AskSueLondon.com, be sure to pick up a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Boy, that was a fast interview with Gloria Messenger, and I'm so thrilled to have, her here and for you tuning in. Coming up next is Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and the topic is Epic Awakening, Stepping into Your Power with Grace with Stephanie Beebe. Tune in weekly to my show, Get Inspired Radio, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ 1230 a.m. Radio. On behalf of my guest, Gloria Messenger, and myself, Sue London, we miss you. Much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic day, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
To the God job. so high I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes, the chaos that controlled my mind. I whispered goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again, but always in my heart. Tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.